Time is an essential factor in any foot race, whether a marathon or 100-yard dash. And unlike language, which varies greatly from country to country, thankfully time works pretty much the same no matter where you go. Except that is for Ethiopia. Dalia Mortada explains.
It isn't so strange for countries to have different calendars. Israel officially works according to the Jewish calendar. Saudi Arabia has an Islamic calendar. But your own time?
What time is it?
I'm in the back of a cab in downtown Addis Ababa. It's just after dinner. The clock on my phone, which is set to the correct time zone, reads 8:30 p.m. But that's not the time here in Ethiopia.
What time is it?
Yes.
Now?
Yes.
2 o'clock? 30 minutes.
2 o'clock, 30 minutes.
Yeah, in Ethiopia.
In Ethiopia.
Yeah.
In Ethiopia, the day starts at 7 a.m. Literally, that's one in Ethiopia. 8 a.m. is 2, 9 a.m. is 3, and so on until 6 p.m., which is 12. Then, at 7 p.m., Ethiopian time goes back to 1, and the cycle continues. Ethiopia's in the European time zone, but here, there are two different ways to tell the time. Most people know the difference between Ethiopian time and European time, but to a newcomer, it can get pretty confusing. Ask Kemal Öznayan, who works at Aika, a Turkish textile company that set up its factory in Ethiopia 7 years ago.
When we start first time, Ethiopian time is completely for headache for us, because when we organize meeting, they were talking about Ethiopian time, but we were talking about European time.
Once, for example, he and his colleagues set up a meeting for 6 o'clock. Öznayan thought 6 p.m., no problem. But a bit after noon, he got a call from the guy he was meeting.
He calls, "Where are you? I'm waiting in the downstairs." "So why it's 6 o'clock?" I said, "It's 6 o'clock. I'm looking, it's not 6 o'clock."
It was, of course, 6 p.m. in Ethiopian time. Noon by Öznayan's clock. It's not a problem for him anymore. In fact, he finds it pretty impressive that Ethiopians have stuck to it. As Addis Ababa booms, welcoming international businesses and organizations from all over the world, one would think that international standards would take over and locals would start telling the time the way the rest of the world does.
I'm also feeling that why they have to do.
Özlayan says Ethiopians should be proud of their unique ways. And hey, says Professor Wudu Tafete, the Ethiopian way of telling time is practical. He explains that because Ethiopia's daylight hours stay consistent throughout the year, it makes sense to start the day at 1, when the sun comes up.
And the day is 12 hours, because Ethiopia is 3 degrees north of the equator.
In Europe, he explains, winter days are really short and the nights are really long. And in the summer, it's the opposite. Days are long and nights are short. In Ethiopia, people have chosen to stick to what's simple, 12 and 12. He says it only makes sense. Sure, he says, it could be confusing for foreigners at first. But he says they all get it eventually. It's just a matter of time. For the world, I'm Dalia Mortada in Addis Ababa.
Thanks for giving us some of your time today. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. Be sure to tune in on Monday. You'll hear that theme in a whole different way. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter. Have a great weekend.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported by Nan and Bill Harris, committed to supporting objective, unbiased reporting on national and international issues. PRI's New Voices Fund, whose donors include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation. The PRI Global Reporting Fund, providing in-depth reporting on a diverse array of important topics, including global health. Donors include Marguerite Steed Hoffman and Blythe Brendan Mann Foundation. By the PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include the Rose Family Fund, the Tagney Jones Family Fund, and Roger Hale and Noor Hall. And by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives. GatesFoundation.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.